Are you ready to be challenged in your faith? Reformed Theological Seminary's Global Program offers online courses designed for passionate, curious learners. With seasoned scholars, students can prepare for full-time ministry or to lead their weekly Bible study. RTS Global provides flexibility, allowing students to access a rich online learning experience at their own pace, with frequent enrollment dates. With courses on covenant theology, Christian apologetics, Old and New Testament books, Greek and Hebrew, you're sure to find something that interests you. Visit rts.edu/TGC to learn more about how to keep going with life while growing in your education for ministry. While you're there, you can claim a free book written by various RTS faculty with titles like The Christian and Technology, How We Got the Bible, and Being Made Right with God. Claim your free book and start your journey with RTS today at rts.org/TGC. Who is Jesus? It's a question that sparks many answers. But Jesus isn't defined by who we want him to be. He's defined by who he says he is. And in the Bible, Jesus says a lot about who he is. At the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference, we'll look at the 7 I Am statements in John's Gospel. You'll hear keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more. Join us June 20th through the 22nd in Indianapolis to feast together on the words of Jesus as we behold the truth and beauty of who he is and then believe in obedience with our whole lives. Register today at tgcw24.org. This episode of TGC Podcast is brought to you by Crossway. Navigating the Christian life in a secular world will inevitably stir questions in the lives of thoughtful believers. In Ask Pastor John, Tony Ranke summarizes and organizes 10 years of the most insightful and popular episodes of the Ask Pastor John podcast, allowing readers to quickly and systematically access Piper's insights on hundreds of topics, including Bible reading, dating, social media, mental health, and more. Pick up a copy of Ask Pastor John wherever books are sold, or visit crossway.org/plus to find out how you can get 30% off.
We invite you to check out our new release, Evangelism as Exiles by Elliot Clark, a book about the mission and opportunity of living as a Christian as cultural Christianity fades. A church in exile doesn't have to be a church in retreat. More information at tgc.org/books.
This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen.
Today's podcast is a short discussion with pastors John Piper and H.B. Charles on the scripture passages they turn to when they are discouraged.
When I am facing ministry discouragement, there are two places regularly in my personal reading. I am reading the Psalms, and I just find hope and strength and joy in them. But the other place when I am particularly struggling is I go to the letters of Paul, and more specifically to 2 Corinthians. And the theme of 2 Corinthians, where God uses our weakness as a platform for his glory. It's in some ways just a remarkable way to defend yourself by agreeing with your opponents that you are a weak man, and there's nothing spectacular about you, and that it is all of God. And for this reason, he doesn't lose heart. 2 Corinthians, when I am down, is the place where I just turn again and again, and throughout those chapters find great encouragement and strength and hope.
It is a great book. Cast down right at the brink of death.
Yes.
That was to make me rely.
Yeah. It's from there in the beginning of the book to the thorn in the flesh. Yep. Toward the end, it's strengthening grace.
Yeah. Discouragement comes in so many forms. And it can be caused by so many things that the what I've tried to do is memorize a cluster of verses that apply to different kinds of discouragement. I mean, here's what I mean. If it's money, okay, we got money issues. It's not good. We're not going to have enough this month, or the church is having a money issue or whatever. I mean, there are tailor-made, Ephesians 13, 5 and 6, keep your life free from the love of money. Mm. Be content with what you have, for he has said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Therefore, we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to him? So that is a promise given precisely to help me deal with the discouragement of money.
Yeah.
And there's just so many others. If it's death, I mean, you're sick, say, and you don't know if you're even going to live through this disease. So many promises that are designed to keep you from being discouraged about death. None of us lives to himself. None of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. I mean, why is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
It's like to keep you from being discouraged when you get this awful death sentence that the doctor just spoke in your life. Guidance is a huge one, right? I got a call from, I won't say who it was, people will know, somebody last night crying. I said, what's wrong? And they said, I can't tell you. Just pray. I said, come on, you got to tell me something. Well, I just got a lot of decisions to make. I said, okay. We got promises for that.
Yeah.
We got promises for guidance.
Yeah.
You know, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. I go back to Psalm 25 over and over when I'm just confused. I don't know which way to go. So my point is there are tailor-made promises for specific kinds of encouragement. But here's what I find is that often my mind, not just because it's 73 years old, because this happened 40 years ago, would go blank on me. Like, I need a promise, and there's nothing there. And so I've got one or two that I stick in no matter what the issue is. Mm. Like, okay, and Isaiah 41:10 is the go-to of our family. You know, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I'll help you.
Yeah.
That's the key word. I'll help you.
Yeah.
I will help you. I'll strengthen you. I'll hold you up with my victorious right hand. The simple statement coming straight from God, I will help you, that works no matter what the discouragement is. And the other one is Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not with him freely give us all things? Now that means all things you need to do what I want you to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can get your, you know, big $18,000 ring and wear a $10,000 suit and fly a jet all over the world and drop your prosperity gospel on the people in Africa. No, that's not what it means, because we know that, because the next verse says that we are being killed all day long.
Yeah.
32, 35, we are being killed all day long. This is not prosperity preaching. This is everything you need, I'll give it to you. Need to do my will. If you need to die well, I'll help you die well.
Yeah.
If you need to be sick well, I'll help you be sick well. And it's the logic. It's the logic of Romans 8:32. He didn't spare his own son.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So I just hope all the folks who share this question of where do you go for encouragement, the Bible is rich. In fact, where does it say? Is Romans 15:4, whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that by the steadfastness and encouragement of the scriptures, you might have hope. Everything, every sentence of the Old Testament, rightly understood, is written that we might have hope, not discouragement.
Mm.
Wow.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast.
For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.